Beach rangers would be responsible people who, in so far as possible, you know, would say to people attending the beaches to respect the beaches, you know, that they would leave no rubbish, that they would be available to help with traffic control and maybe watch out for what we call wild camping. You know, incidents where people come down and they might camp overnight on this disposable barbecues left, and the danger of setting fire, and also a lot of instances of people running their dogs, large dogs, along the beaches. And this has been reported to me by a lot of people regarding where they're out for a quiet walk and they're encountering people with large dogs that are off the leads. And, you know, this isn't acceptable, that people that are maybe fearful of these large dogs. And also, in some instances, a lot of our beautiful beaches have very narrow local roads leading up to them. And again, if we get a beautiful day, we have an awful lot of vehicles heading to the one direction. And sometimes these beaches can get clogged up and roads can be blocked off. And there was a previous experience of somebody living in near a beach where they had to be evacuated across the fields because the emergency services could not get in.
And it sounds like the kind of work they will be undertaking, the beach rangers, is it the kind of work that almost people don't really realise how important it is until it's there, and then they can see the effects of it?
Yes, well, I believe, you know, speaking to people that live close to beaches, you know, they'd rather be proactive than reactive. You know, it's an awful thing when you have an emergency where somebody cannot get a fire brigade or an ambulance in near a house because a narrow road is blocked up. And while some of our beaches have car parks, some of them don't have. And some of the car parks can be very small. And it's important to have a port of contact maybe at our more popular beaches, where somebody can be employed by the local authority to advise people, you know, that if there's a disabled parking bay, they don't block that, or that if we have people in you know, camper vans or whatever, that they're not taking up two or three places.